And from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wadeel. State lawmakers could soon take up a plan to establish a database to monitor drug prescriptions. But as Jason Rosenbaum reports, the plan is expected to face strong opposition from some Republican lawmakers.
Republican Representative Holly Rader of Sykeston says legislators could take up her plan to establish a prescription drug database after they return from spring break. Some Missouri counties and cities have started their own database aimed at stopping opioid addiction. Rader's GOP colleagues in the Senate have opposed her legislation, contending it amounts to an invasion of privacy. Rader doesn't see it that way.
You know, we have 49 other states that have been operating these for many years, and there hasn't been a constitutional concern. There hasn't been, you know, a loud outcry.
The Senate passed a prescription drug database bill earlier this year. But Rader says that legislation doesn't give doctors enough access to prescription drug data. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is backing the contested health care overhaul proposed in the U.S. House. Greitens joined seven other Republican governors in a letter yesterday to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan, voicing support of the bill. The letter comes as President Donald Trump and GOP lawmakers are scrambling to get enough votes in the U.S. House to pass the proposed replacement for the federal health care law enacted under former President Barack Obama. Greitens last week said he wants a program that offers flexibility to states to develop their own systems. That option was among changes unveiled this week and touted in the governor's letter. Lincoln University in Jefferson City is searching for a new president after the campus's top administrator resigned for a similar position at another historically black college. Kevin Rome resigned to become the president of Fisk University in Nashville. Rome's resignation takes effect June 30th. Rome had been Lincoln University's president since mid-2013. The university's curators say a search committee and transition team meant to find Rome's successor will be seated as soon as possible. A Justice Department attorney says Ferguson, Missouri is making meaningful progress in enacting policing and court reforms agreed upon after Michael Brown's 2014 police shooting death. St. Louis Public Radio reports Jude Volek said in a hearing Tuesday in St. Louis he's encouraged with the changes in the St. Louis suburbs courts. Ferguson officials have missed deadlines in the past in the consent decree reached last year with the Justice Department. 32 roads in Columbia will receive minor attention this summer. The Department of Public Works created a list of roads set to receive preventative maintenance to avoid bigger concerns in the future. Public Works Engineering Manager Richard Stone says creating a cycle of repair helps make sure all roads are up to par.
We're doing the best that we can with the money that the resources that we do have. And one of the ways we do that is by methodically examining our roadways and spending the money where we can for roads that are in good shape and keeping them there.
Work will begin Monday and will continue through the summer. Carter Wadeel, KBIA News, Columbia.